This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will no longer be allowed to openly carry a firearm within 100 feet of a voting location unless their property falls within that buffer. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Governor Polis signed the bill into law on Wednesday.
The Vote Without Fear Act was a priority election bill for Democrats, who say it will prevent voters and poll workers from being harassed and intimidated. Arapahoe County Clerk Joan Lopez attended the bill signing ceremony and recalled an incident that occurred on the eve of the 2020 presidential election at a county building.
There were two men that came in with cameras filming voters, open carrying, trying to intimidate voters.
Lopez says there was nothing police could do at the time because the men weren't violating any laws. Opponents of the new measure said since Colorado is an open carry state in most places, it would infringe on Second Amendment rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Hospitals in Colorado are among the nation's most expensive and profitable, but that depends a lot on location. A new report from the state's health financing agency found Denver Metro hospitals posted profits of nearly $1.4 billion in 2020. But rural hospitals faced a difficult financial picture without federal stimulus funds. The University of Colorado Boulder will host a global climate summit in partnership with the UN Human Rights Council. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The summit will look at climate change as a human rights crisis. For CU Chancellor Phil DeStefano, playing host makes sense. It will highlight the environmental science and law work the university is doing, and he hopes will spur action.
Because I believe it is a problem that takes the world to solve, and this UN summit is the first step in doing this.
The event is scheduled for early December and will bring experts from around the world to campus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny in Denver today with rain coming for the weekend. Grand Junction cloudy with rain tonight. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.